There ain't no reason things are this way.
Sometimes achieving a dream or a goal doesn't quite live up to the expectations around it. That's what happened to musician Brett Denon. In 2006, Denon's second studio album, So Much More, got him airtime on radio stations around the country and a spot on John Mayer's music tour. While his career soared, the rock star fantasy bumped up against some sobering realities about fame and success. In his latest album, called Smoke and Mirrors, Denon gives fans a deeply personal work that explores some of those issues. I spoke with Brett Denon recently about how he decided to drop off the grid for a while and get back to songwriting.
I didn't really have anything on my calendar, and so my girlfriend and I moved up into the mountains. I used to spend a lot of time in the mountains and being on the road. I had stopped spending so much time up there, so I went up into the mountains and started writing, and what came out was just the way I was feeling, and I was just in a place of like not really being sure of myself or not really knowing who I was at that point. I wanna run free and I don't wanna
live up to anyone's plan. What you described was a lot of self-doubt in writing this album, which I guess strikes me as kind of surprising because, you know, there would be a lot of aspiring musicians who would look to you and say, that guy's made it. I mean, you're...
I know, and I'm really thankful for what I have, but I have this issue where I want to please people, and sometimes I worry about what people think of me and wanting to be what maybe I think they want me to be. A lot of songs deal with that, like Wild Child. It's about trying to smash that illusion of, like, being what people want you to be and just, you know, following your own path. Take me where the music's playing. Get me on the dance floor and pull me a little closer and I am a wild child, yes I am.
So do you mind me asking, what were the expectations that were put out there that weren't your own, that you felt you couldn't or didn't want to meet other people's expectations for you?
Well, for me, I just got caught up in, like, what I thought people wanted me to be, and I don't even know if it was true. I don't even know if people wanted me to be anything but myself, but I just got caught up in that, and, you know, I'm trying to deal with that, trying to get rid of it.
So how do you work through that? You write your way out of those moments, or...?
Yeah, writing is definitely therapeutic, but I think ultimately just living a balanced life. I'd been on the road so long and been in the cycle of putting out a record, touring for 2 years, putting out a record, touring for 2 years, and it was fun for a while, but I sort of lost touch with some of the other great things in life.
Let's listen to another song off the album. I want to play a track called Only Want You.
Listen to the river, does it make you wonder how anything could ever stand still? First lightning and thunder, thunder. A kiss in the rain, love, feel the thrill. I only want you, I only want you. I want what we had. I only want you, I only want you. It's as simple as that.
How do you write a good love song?
Well, that one, I don't know. I don't even know how to write a good song. Every song, like, every time I write a song, I'm like, I don't think I can ever write another song. And I never know how I do it. I can never just sit down and work out a song. And with a love song, I think you really need, like, you need to be compelled to write it. And luckily, I have an amazing girlfriend, lover, who, you know, reminds me every day that love in our relationship is a choice, and it's something that we have to choose to show up for every day and not just let it be like a long string of habits and routines that we can't break and take for granted. We were in a challenging place, and I was obviously making the decision to show up for love and to stay together, and I just took it as an opportunity to turn that into a song.
Is there a song on this album you really love to perform?
Absolutely. That's When We Were Young. I don't know, I turn into a different person, like when we start playing that song, I like start like pumping my fist and like I kind of turn into like more like a rocker. And it's something that that no song have I written before has really tapped into that yet.
I guess I'm wondering, we talked a little earlier about the sacrifices that you make in order to live a balanced life. And I wonder if you have made peace with the idea that you so want that kind of life balance, that it's okay if you don't end up being the biggest pop star in the world.
You have to be who you are. I mean, I'm learning more. You would think I would know this already, but I don't. I'm not going to be a pop star that takes over the world. And that's okay. You know, as long as I'm having fun doing it, and as long as I make sure to take the time to just get down to like the important stuff in life and let music just be what you do but not everything you do.
Brett Denon, his new album is called Smoke and Mirrors, and he spoke with us from our studios at NPR West. Brett, it was such a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you. Didn't anybody tell ya? Don't go messing with karma. It'll come around. Didn't anybody tell ya?